Okay, it's 4 o'clock. We've got all the board members present. We'll call the meeting to order. This is the Johnson County Rural Health Care District regular meeting of June 13th. First thing will be to approve the agenda. So I want to go through and look if we have time. I want to add a grant update on where we are with our grants. Does anybody have anything else or any comments on the agenda? Or can I have a motion to approve with the grants?
Do you want to just add to the agenda what Crosby and I worked up?
For the fire?
Yep.
Sure, probably under new business?
Yep.
ALS fire rates?
Well, just fire rates because we got both of them.
Okay. All right, anything else on the agenda?
As long as everybody understands that the budget, old business number one, that be a critical thing we need to do. We need to revise the budget with the new numbers from the assessor.
Okay.
So we can, you and I have to present it tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So we need to get it done today.
Okay. All right. So everybody understands that the budget takes priority over all these other items. So can I have a motion to approve the agenda with the additions?
So moved.
Second? Is there a
second?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next thing we do is our vouchers. So let's take about 20 minutes, usually takes, and run through the vouchers.
I'm going to ask them and to pass that around. Who wants?
Oh, okay.
Do we sign up to?
No, just if they want to speak.
He just wants signatures.
Get a name one time.
Here's the KC stuff. Mm-hmm. Mark's got the.
I got
Buffalo stuff.
Yep.
You want to just sign in? So I guess we're having sign-in tonight.
Yep.
Here, Jim, I'll just like give you this folder and you need to come back. Any initials on this work session?
I did initial it. Yeah. I guess I don't understand this.
Oh, that's the one. I don't think you were here when Carrie brought this up. Crosby has to sign this.
It is a KC voucher.
It's a KC voucher.
It's for their retirement.
Okay. Okay.
So I want him to sign it as claimant.
So Carrie makes that out for Casey.
Okay.
So you can, let me see. There's one.
Did you? Oh, I'll make sure that. Let me see. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
They said it's for an email project. You can see the, and that it happened in.
Carrie, we'll have a monthly charge on that, I believe.
And so that's what it is then.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it was like $9.
Okay, so
something
then
per.
It was $35.
Carrie, how do you want to do it?
I just thought we had two of them in there, and I wondered.
And I don't know,
so if you want to just
nice
pass them over.
I'll
let you all.
But I will combine it.
No. Just call
those are just up. Extra papers for you, Scott.
That's a suggestion.
But you know if you get them or not.
Two checks put on a person.
Did you sign it?
No. I didn't. But you asked.
Well, that's what I was
kidding. Oh, quick, maybe problems. That's who are. Yeah, okay. Let's turn out the supply.
Yeah. most of the stuff that you're talking about isn't.
But we won't have Crosby or Michelle here today while you're going through with the vouchers.
As a fact,
it's Michelle's time to come up, and they ended up having an ambulance call, and Michelle couldn't get things squared away. So I went to KC, picked up the vouchers, and got back in time for the meeting. She said she might try to call in. But there's a couple of vouchers there that there's two months for. One is for the quarterly health insurance for Crosby. And then she combined the Digitech bills into one check.
Michelle did?
Yeah.
Do we have, I guess, on that, do we split between, it's a district-wide expense, shouldn't we able to just be able to send one check to Digitech instead of three?
Well, when we get this Digitech bill paid, should have been paid last month, is for them to set up all the...
What bill is this from KC for Digitech?
It's the one to set up the...
Terry had, there's two in the Buffalo.
Did KC do a voucher for Digitex?
Yep.
Okay.
I sent them.
Okay.
I mean, it's confusing who's writing what checks.
Well, because this was paid, I'm sure. Because I received an email today from Tasia saying this is past due, but I showed her it was paid, and I sent her a copy of the check and the invoice.
Okay.
So I wouldn't sign
so
that.
So we shouldn't.
I wouldn't
do that.
Sign. Let me without
Digitech?
Looking at
I would pull all three Digitechs and look at
it. If it's $525, no, it's
which
been
I
paid.
Thought we had paid that.
It's been paid.
And then,
so why did KC get it? Because you got a copy of it?
Yeah, I thought they were. I'm sorry. I thought KC was doing the Digitech vouchers. I didn't realize that was part of your deal. So I sent it to Digitech.
Okay.
But then
so
there's
this
one.
This one's a monthly, and I paid that.
That's in your...
Yeah.
It's in your vouchers today?
Yes.
Okay.
And the $525 is paid.
So do you have some of the...
No, keep putting those away.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, Jim. Just void the whole thing?
Void the whole
thing. Left you hanging out
and
there.
And from now on...
So do you want these to hang out here or go to
you? These are going to go to you. Keep these to me, Marie.
Yeah, we can.
I didn't even occur to me.
That's okay.
I got a call from him that Don wanted his money early, and I said, no, we can't do that. So, okay.
The $525 was paid.
That's my fault.
And whether or not, it's straightforward.
Okay.
They cash the check.
Good. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
We've never done three.
Yeah.
Just asking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all.
KC.
So, Terry, that'll be all yours.
We should probably mention that, that this voucher was presented and was invoiced because it's a double payment.
Hey, Marilyn?
Yeah.
On this one, do we have to mail this one?
No.
So is it for her? You can get your electric. First Northern?
I have to ask her. I don't know.
Okay, did you just sign a county clerk one?
I guess probably you could. Don't have a stamp on it.
Well, we just usually drop it in the night. Yeah. You might ask her about that. This is Crosby.
There's two of the same.
Those two.
We'll ask her.
Hey, Mary.
Hmm? The credit card usually goes.
Why are there two the same?
Because one is for one quarter and one's for the other.
Yeah,
she told me there was two quarters in the year. And that, so she had to write two separate checks, one for the one quarter and one for the next.
So they weren't done in one quarter or something?
Well, she didn't get the bill from the county in time. switch to them.
Okay.
So that was the explanation on that. And then I had the explanation for Digitex.
Okay.
I would say this is probably fuel and mileage. This is probably snow. And this is probably when we went to the meetings in Boston.
So let's hear some more.
It has to be
something
other than would it be under construction? Because if only the year, he needs to receive a 1099.
For his work?
Yeah. He should have last year. Yeah. I just need to
decide where to pull that from.
Yeah. If that's in fact what it is, it's kind of an
issue.
You know, mileage won't matter, but the facility maintenance will.
Do you think you need that move?
That's it right there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And we just need to do it. She can come out to check and do something.
It just needs to be like Taylor Construction.
Hey, Jim, that yellow thing goes with that bunch there, too.
Okay.
It's separate, I guess.
Yeah.
They're separate from these?
Yeah.
Actually, they gotta go to. This was the folder.
That was just a folder for them?
Yeah.
And then there's one or two more in there. So.
I don't think so because I'm the one that put it in. Okay, so I'll code it.
Okay.
Question here.
That's 5,000.
Yeah, there's two of those.
Why is that?
Michelle said there would be two of those that are going to quarterly health insurance payment to the county because they didn't get the one bill in time for the last bill, so quarter one and quarter two or something. No, Terry said this one's good. She'll just make sure that it's coded right.
Or maybe you didn't use it.
No, I don't know. I just don't know where that came
you
from.
Yep.
Did Jim do one?
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. Is that his? Yeah. Okay. I'll take him.
I think so.
But my John Henry, I don't really need two because there's four.
Together here. Yeah.
Heidi's card.
I'm just going to put her card in this for the new one.
What was it?
Yes.
I
can bring the following my footsteps because I missed them.
I guess they're good now. At least Scott missed them too. No, I missed that one too. That was the first one. They probably don't have this too.
Where they were.
It's here. This is not. It was just Heidi Greenman's first paper. Oh, no, Alex. Let me see. They're all signed on that one.
Jimmy Scott didn't see those.
Where were they?
And then
Mark hasn't. I didn't see them.
Well, I haven't had those yet.
So.
No, but
Scott,
you know, didn't either.
I don't know where they were.
It's kind of like playing spoons. Somebody hiding the spoons or what? There, you know,
in the yellow folder.
That's what the yellow folder was? When these broke out?
Well, Scott had it. He gave it to me.
And Marie gave it to me.
Jim, do you have that clip?
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put this all down.
She had some more. She was going through.
No, there's just some papers.
Okay, Jim, you need that one?
I think that new gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff. He's speedy player.
Yeah, speedy player. Yeah. And your ball can roll up now a little bit. I guess they're gonna water 14. The dog leg. They're gonna put water in there in the hole there.
Oh, I know they're talking about it. I hope they get it done. They have to get a permit to do it.
Oh, they do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What is with bureaucracy? You can't do anything.
They wouldn't be able to do it, but the city put that dam above it. You know, above the subdivision. Now they can.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you would never get it done.
Is there any water in that dam?
At times, it's banked full. You know, you get the rock.
I've never looked at it.
That's the one.
Is everybody finished with the vouchers?
Part of that whole part of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Can I have a motion to approve the vouchers with the caveat that we pulled the Digitech one that KC put together for us? And what else did we? Was there one other? That was it? Yeah.
But when we need Crosby to sign.
Oh, and we need Crosby to put Crosby Contracting instead.
I make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes, the May minutes, and that for our special meeting, and the regular minutes for our last meeting.
I so move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
I would like to add one line to the minutes.
Okay, under discussion, what?
Under discussion, yes.
Okay.
I'd like to add the line at the start of these minutes, by Carrie White, Deputy Director, Buffalo EMC, LLC.
Just under the heading, or what do you think?
Identify who wrote the minutes.
It says, respectfully submitted by Carrie White,
right?
You want to just have at the bottom?
That's good enough for me.
Me too.
Well, then I'd at least add that she's a deputy director.
I don't think that's necessary.
You know, I think it is.
Well,
I'll tell you why. The KC minutes were excellent. They were really well done. Very concise, that thing down. And that never seems to happen here. I mean, it's obvious what was going on. I just think we need to know who's writing these. And
she said.
Obvious what's going on?
The KC minutes last week about the KC meeting were excellent.
Right.
She put it in paraphrase. That never happens here. So I think, you know, it's pretty clear to me that there's a little bit of an agenda. I just love it says it by somebody that works for Buffalo EMC.
Well.
I don't want to get real hung up on it.
No, I don't either, but I'd make that motion to add that to the minutes.
Okay, is there, right, so we have a motion on the table right now to approve the minutes, so that would be an
amendment
to the motion.
Yeah.
Is anybody want to make a motion to accept that amendment?
I did make that motion.
Okay, so is there a second to that amendment? Is there a second?
Okay,
hearing none. All those in favor of the minutes as presented, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right, treasurer's reports.
Hey, are we going to do both sets of minutes? Or are you going
to
break that? That was the motion to approve both. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, moving on to the treasurer's report.
Okay, it pretty well speaks for itself. Where it expenses through May. Our total expenses are a little bit ahead. They're at 94. But our revenues here are considerably behind. They're at 80%. That's everybody knew why. And so I don't see anything alarming in anything specifically in the any large items. Somebody sees them. The KC ambulance revenues and report too. There again, their total expenses are considerably below. They're at 83% at this point. Anybody have any questions about it? No, I think the report pretty well speaks for itself.
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
All those in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Buffalo Director's Report. Dave, you're up.
Well, we had 84 calls the month of May. 17 were transfers. 2 went to Billings, 4 went to Casper, 2 were others, that is Gillette, and 8 went to Sheridan, and 1 went to the airport. We had a total of 2 nurse transfers, and we had 8 out-of-county transfers, which 5 of those went to Casper, 3 of those went to Billings. 30 of the calls were in town, 54 were out of town. We had 62 residents, 22 non-residents, had 4 canceled calls and 10 patient refusals, 6 standbys, 1 code, 2 DOAs. That was a pretty varied and busy month. 30 were Medicare pay, 1 was Medicaid, 14 were insurance, 8 were self-pay, 1 was a VA, and 1 was a title. And We did have a mishap, as you know, with MS-106, a first deer strike, full-on deer strike. We bumped them before, but only with scratches and bumps. And this was a 65-mile-an-hour right in the grill, and it was about $6,000 worth of damage, but that's all fixed, and she's back in the garage.
Any other questions for Dave on
Dave,
his report?
Dave, was the Title 25 out of county?
No. But well, we've done several out of county titles. Okay.
So
Dave, another question that we talked about. 106 is your main transfer ambulance. I thought we should rotate that around.
No. We had two transfers out.
Oh, okay.
7-3 was gone, and so that's our next one. Okay.
That was my question. I just wondered, because we discussed that last meeting, that you were rotating the fleet of ambulances. Thank you.
So, Dave, I have a question. We're right at the end of the fiscal year, so I really won't have an exact number, but how many calls did Buffalo EMS do this year so far? I mean, it's got to be getting close. Like, is it over 900?
I don't think so. Carrie, you'd have that number better than I. It's probably closer to 8. Carrie, do you have an idea?
Well, I do. For total calls, it's only 725.
Oh, really?
Now, that doesn't include the transfers for Sheridan, but...
So we're going to...
But we have one more month to
probably
go, but
bump up
800 will be 800.
Because it just seems like they're just exponentially going up and up.
Yeah, we had a few really low months.
Yeah, the COVID thing.
Yeah, we had... We had four ambulances out twice last month.
Yeah,
and,
I heard that.
Of course, we have rodeos and standbys and those kind of things. It always takes at least one ambulance. We even had one day when 106 was all bashed in the front still. We made a pin-down call with it. Had some special tape on the headlights in case we had to do that. But and it looked real nice pulling up of the house, you know, like we're running a res machine.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Is there anything else for Dave?
Yes.
What was wrong?
Okay, hearing none. Thanks, Dave. We don't have a report from Crosby or Michelle, but they did send up their monthly report.
They had a pretty good month. They had a pretty good month.
Yeah. I don't know where I put that, but
they had 10 calls, didn't they?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I thought I printed it off.
They were busy.
I did too. I know I did.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Yeah, I'll need a copy of that though to add to the minutes. Did you get it in email?
I'll print it off. She might want to get home and bring it up when I bring up about you.
It might have been in Casey's.
It was.
Oh, yeah,
it was emailed.
And we emailed.
I think it was with this.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, I mean, the reason they're not here, just so everybody knows, is that is Michelle's turn to come up. They switched so one can be in KC at all times. Michelle ended up getting an ambulance call and was unable to get back in time to get things squared around to be here. So that's what that's about. Okay. Moving on to old business then. The next thing on our agenda is the 2022-2023 budget. And I asked Emily to be here, because I wanted her to go through our cash flow statement with us and over our budget. Do you have that cash flow thing, Lee? Here, you can have this
one. I have
one.
Another copy if she needs.
You can have that one.
Do other people have it?
Or is it right here?
It's right here.
Okay. So, Emily, if you'd like to.
Sure. So the numbers that So we use this cash flow spreadsheet. We do this in conjunction with the proposed budget that you all have. That's been, and the proposed budget's been submitted. We have until July 31st to get a final budget to the state and the county commissioners.
We need to, Marilyn has to present this to the commissioners tomorrow. We'll do the updated one.
Okay. Yeah. So once I get updated and final approved numbers, we'll get that one off as well. But this cash flow spreadsheet works off of the numbers I had for the proposed budget. And I know they're looking a lot better now, so that's exciting. But for the 2021, the 21-22 year in estimate, you can see there that with the amount of funds coming out of the emergency operating reserves below to balance the budget, it's actually going to take that. So basically, you guys have three pots of reserves. You have your ambulance reserves, your building reserves, and then your emergency operating reserves. With what's needed to balance the budget for our year-end estimate, or year-end estimate for 21-22, it's actually going to take the emergency operating reserves into the negative. And really, that's just, it's not that you're out of money, it's just that pot has been depleted of money. And so there's still money available in the ambulance reserves and the building reserves, and I know you don't want to touch the building reserves, but I would recommend maybe slowing down on putting money aside into the operating reserves and making sure that you have 6 months to a year in your emergency operating reserves just for those rainy days.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Could we do it by motion, transfer some money from the equipment reserve fund to the operating reserve at this time?
Yeah, I think that's your guys' call, because it is board restricted.
Yeah.
You know, it's not restricted
right.
by any
but
donations.
It looks to me like we
like
need
that.
To move at least $200,000 over there.
Okay.
And because it's the money, the $75,000 we've been trying to save each year has been going into that, and I see us now reached $850,000. So if we put
as of the end of 23,
yeah,
it'll be $850,000.
Yeah, it will be $850,000. So I think I'm comfortable with moving at least $200,000 or $250,000 into the emergency reserve, so to cover those. Is there anybody everybody understand what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Nope.
Scott?
Nope. Okay.
You want me to show it? I was going to say, it's probably better.
That's why Emily's
here. I was going to say, I live and breathe this, so I see it. So these are your three, basically, pots. So this is what would be ambulance reserves. This is your building reserves, and then what your emergency operating reserves. So this is what's going to be in those at the end of this year.
So, you see that,
so what's this saying in terms of
so this,
the overall
net
loss or whatever?
Yeah, so that's what this we're looking at right here is your change in cash going back to 17. You're going down by this much each year.
It wasn't in this year. We are down that much.
That much on everything, but so what Jim's saying
estimated, and that's because
here
we're restricting $75,000 up to this one.
Which you take $75,000 off of that if you wanted to kind of get a good.
Yeah, because this number plus this is what you're getting there.
Okay.
And so then, and so this is based off of these figures will need to be updated for next year's, but that just gives you an idea for next year's as well. Does that make sense?
So just so everybody knows, we're not broke.
No, there's
we're
money. It's just
not a million point
three restricted funds essentially, and it's just which fund you want it in.
Yeah.
So at the end of 21-22. Total reserves is $1.1 million.
Yes.
It's just how you break it up.
So we're saying $1.4 million, I guess.
I think we need to move that money.
Well,
it's just
it
an accounting thing, but we probably need a motion to move it from the appreciation account into the emergency reserve, emergency operating reserve.
So is everybody on the board clear with that? And we can make that decision today.
I mean, I'm fine if we want to do that. To me, it's all just kind of...
It's just a certain piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right, it is. But it looks goofy otherwise. I would make a motion to transfer $250,000.
$250,000?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second it.
Okay, is everybody clear on what that's going to do?
Yep.
All right. Well, all those in favor of the motion then, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
And then as far as that proposed budget, do you want me to go through that, or?
Yeah, I wish.
The new one.
Well, I was going to say, the one that I sent to the state, do you necessarily, since it's kind of outdated at this point?
It's going to be kind of moot until we go through.
Okay.
Because you recommended something on there that I like about adding.
Okay.
The reason, go ahead.
It's your budget, go for it.
You prepared this, Jim?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
This sheet here, everybody remembers that if we're not careful, when we submit the budget to the county, sometimes we won't get the full 2 mils if we don't do it carefully, if we have to do it the right way. And this would show, here, we're going to, this budget shows us having a $21,000 gain. We would end up with not full 2 mils. And Emily suggested this too, under reserve, we put money back, we put an amount back in the reserve of $50,000 or $75,000 in that reserve line.
Even just enough to zero it.
Well, okay. Well, but just be careful with it in 50. Make sure, and everybody knows that that's not money we're going to spend. It's just money for this budget purpose, so that when we go to the commissioners, they don't short us on that mill levy. So under the word reserves there and the cost, we would add 50,000.
Is that reserve?
Yeah.
And
to balance?
Line 31.
31, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a copy of that, Jim.
I'm sorry.
I'll make some copies.
I thought I had enough of them.
Well,
here.
I think you had enough for the board.
I thought I had a couple extra. I'm sorry, Terry. Okay. I'll give you this one when I get done.
Okay.
And so that will change the district-wide expense. It'll increase it by 50,000. It will, and it'll, in the bottom lines, they'll break there too, and then it will show a negative of about 27,000, which is okay, as long as we just get the full amount from the county.
So go down that. Okay, so we're leaving the ambulance budget, or the ambulance revenue at 400, and you're making the same as we have, right?
Right.
So the big change comes under the valuation number.
Right, that 361.
Yeah, and what do we have there?
We had 280.
Yeah.
280. Because that's what they thought it was going to be. They actually thought that was what it was going to be.
Right.
We had
so
600.
We had
600 there.
Or 5 something, didn't we?
We had, yeah.
Well, yeah.
We had 600. So
we had 600,000.
You say 95%. Why 95%?
They don't collect at all.
Oh.
You know, I mean, to be realistic about it, we've always been doing 100%, and it never has collected that way.
I have actually.
And there's another thing. There's always some adjustments. You know, they have this evaluation. Then they get all these questions and stuff. They get adjustments. It's just a 5% cushion for those adjustments.
So, did we build in?
Sorry,
go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I just say we want to make sure though that we ask for the full 2, correct or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, did we build in here at all the fact that we have other income potentially? I mean, from these transfers and everything.
Yes.
That's
where.
It was supposed to be under other income.
Yeah, we could put another 50 in there if you wanted. We didn't know what it was going to be, but we left that money.
Excuse me, we agreed at our last meeting that we would estimate 50,000 for out-of-county transfers. So that's missing on your form here.
Well, just other income.
Other income.
And then
county transfers, I'll put OCT and we'll put 50,000 there. That's going to make it even more difficult.
More difficult for what?
To get the amount around where we need it to get the, make sure the county doesn't short our mill levy. So the 50, because that's going to increase your income by 50.
Right. Well, and
do they have to exactly balance or something?
No, but you don't have to balance, but you got to ask for more money than the 2% than the 2 mils will create, or you won't get them. We did that. We made that mistake one year. The first year I was here, we. You did the budget. We ended up getting not the full 2 mils. We got 1.89 or something like that when it came out. So we left some money on the table, and we don't want to do that.
If we're adding income, doesn't that help us?
It reduces the amount the county has to take from the mill levy. What it does, Scott.
So Barry, would you like to explain? I'll let Barry have the floor for a second. I don't understand.
Bill wouldn't do that
to
us.
So you got, I mean, it's like standard accounting, right? You got to balance the credits and the debits, and so we should actually have the accountant describe this.
Or the county commissioner.
No, we don't want to listen to him.
All right.
So Yeah, so the 50,000, we just got to go down here under advertising and offset that somehow, whether it's into reserves or whatever, because your total budget, this total revenue has to equal this number down here. And what Jim is saying is once you add this additional money up here, we have to offset it down here. Otherwise, the total requested to the county commissioners will be less than what the full 2 mils. I mean, it's because of the accounting, we just need to make sure it's offset. Yeah. It's doable. You're just going to have to put it into something else, whether it's reserves or capital outlay or whatever.
The easiest thing to do is put it in reserve, which goes...
So we move the reserve to 100,000?
We're going to put 75,000. That'll cover it, I think.
But that doesn't balance,
We're showing a gain here of 21,000. That'll be 25.
I thought we were going to put 50.
We talked about 50, but we're putting 50 up in income, so we got to increase that now.
But not by another 50?
Well, you can. That's fine, too.
Barry?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I bet our handy-dandy accountant can probably just give you the exact number once all the rest of it.
Right.
You can just tell her to put whatever's left over into reserves.
Right. I would just balance it. Just public perception.
Okay.
Just my thoughts. You know, you don't want to show a loss when you're putting money into savings, right? I would just present a balanced budget.
I would guess it'll probably show 71. $1,015.
That would be my recommendation.
Would
be just to zero it.
That's beautiful. That's great. That's amazing how government has to work. That's cool.
So, now, I haven't looked through
the summary, Emily, but I thought we'd approve $5,000 for CD interest.
That's what I had, too. Okay. Yeah, so it is different over here.
And then from Jim's, we had added an out-of-county transfer of $50,000.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had on the one that we sent off to. I used the one that,
It'll be $52,000.
So what about money that might come in from the settlement? Does that come in?
That will be.
Well, is that additional income or not? Is that just a gift?
Let me recognize Barry here first, and then I'll go to Scott, and then I'll take care of you.
I'll answer Scott's question.
Okay.
I don't think you want to budget that in, because we haven't received a dime, and you may not receive
Well,
it.
We did.
Well.
No, for the mill levy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking the big money settlement.
Yeah.
And until you get it, I wouldn't.
We can't budget that.
I wouldn't
that.
Count those chickens.
Okay. No.
But you'll just have to do a budget amendment once it comes in, and that's fine. But I guess from today's point of view, I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah,
the other thing I was going to point out is on your budget, so Jim had written on here 95% of the 361. And I think you're better off to put, from a budgeting standpoint, to put the 361 at the full 2 mils, but then go down here and put it, and this is what I've been telling everybody to do when they're working on this, go down to your expenses and create a line item for uncollectibles, and then take your 5% back off of that. Because that's going to be...
Bill, is 5% reasonable?
Ms. Fricks, I believe so, yes.
So are the commission...
Emily, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, like a doubtful account, yeah.
Yes, because there's always going to be uncollectibles no matter what.
Right.
I mean... And we have more than that right now. I mean, we're dealing with a lot more than 5% today, but hopefully going forward we will not be.
So what's that make that number? The 6? 700 something?
Two times 361.
Carrie has her hand.
Oh, yeah. Right. Carrie?
Well,
722?
While we're on the topic of the percentage that we don't receive, I just did a spreadsheet. Going back to fiscal year ending 2015, we were $4,900 off. In other words, we didn't receive $4,900 out of our proposed. The next year was $3,600. Next year, $11,000. It jumped up to $137,000. And then fiscal year ending 2019, we did not receive $302,881. And then the next year was 119. So the 302, that was about 40%.
Yeah.
No.
And that's part of the reason our reserves have been.
That's
being
why. That's why.
It was like we could figure.
That's almost.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
where the reserves.
You know, it's a miracle it came in. If it wasn't for Barry and Bill, I would expect that not get collected at all.
So on Jim's paper, we don't have the out-of-county transfers that we estimated. So
Were you looking at, on Jim's paper here, putting other income, is that out of county?
Yeah.
Or?
For this time, you could use line 9 as out of county transfers instead of other income.
That's what we had planned.
I think Emily said you have.
Well, I put an actual line.
We had out of county transfers, had its own line on the one that I got.
On the last one we did, we had its own line.
Yeah. And CD interest was higher. It was at 5,000 instead of 3.
Right.
And I don't know that's.
So I think we need to correct off this worksheet. And this is just a worksheet. This isn't our. I think we need to say that our interest was going to be 5 instead of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then our out-of-county transfers, we estimated income of 50,000, and we already have checks for, I think it's over 60-some thousand. 24,342 and 41,280. So we've already exceeded our estimate for the sick, you know, to add in our budget. So,
right. Of course, the income, this income is going to be in this fiscal year.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I think we'll be able to make 50.
Yeah, but it just makes me think, ooh, 50,000, we're pretty conservative.
Yes.
Although that may have changed with agreements and different things, but.
Madam Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
We were successful in getting a grant from the state, City mm-hmm. Board, $450,000. Do we need to put that in the budget now?
No, because that's not operating.
Okay.
You're gonna. That's what your reserves are for. That building reserves fund, that's what that's for.
When is that count, that, like that, we won't count that mm-hmm. check until it checks.
And then you'll just have to release it when the time comes. Yeah.
Well, but that's new money. But
it's not. It's not for operations. Right. It's specifically
gotcha.
For capital projects.
All right.
Good.
Account.
Okay. Because that was going to be questions. Like, okay. What do we do with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So these numbers that we're working off of: ambulance 400,000, interest 5,000, 95% of the 361.
No, I think we're going to move that to 722.
Full 722.
Which one's going to go to
722? Six. Perry was saying we're better off taking the full 100%.
722, okay. And then 70,000 for motor vehicle fees and 50,000 for out-of-county transfers.
Now, down under district-wide expenses, we have to add a line.
And Barry, you said something about uncollectible, a line for...
Something along those lines. I'm sure Emily can figure out something.
Yeah, an allowance for doubtful accounts or uncollectible.
It'll just be the 5% of the 722.
I just think that eliminates confusion when you go to the county commissioners. It shows you're expecting and asking for the full amount from them.
So that's going to be around 37,000, apparently.
36,100.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah.
It's about 61,000.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do 5%, right?
Yeah.
722,123 times 0.05.
We do about 36,700 or something.
No.
61,321.
Times 0.05. 36,100 is what I'm getting. At 5%.
Well, that's 36, Marie?
5%.
30, yeah, but 36.1?
Uh-huh, that's what I'm getting. Okay. At 5% of 722,000?
Okay. Are there any other...
What other figures were going to change down there?
Under reserve, we're going to add,
what are we?
71,000.
Whatever plug that is to zero it,
I think it's 71 and 15, something like that. I think that's what it would end up being.
Listen,
Chairman?
Yes.
Emily, since we got to take this to the county at 1 o'clock tomorrow, would you be able to do it and email it?
Yeah, do you want it in this format?
No, I don't care what format it's in.
Okay.
I don't like the state format. Maybe we could have this along with the statement. We got to have the statement, I guess, don't you? You have to have that form?
The proposed one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a copy of that. I just sent that over.
So change now.
I don't think you're ready to submit your final, though. You've got till July 31st to do that.
Okay.
I don't think we want to rush that overnight necessarily.
We have to, what is it? We have our budget hearing
before
we finalize our budget.
I think this is the sheet we probably need to take to the commission.
Yeah, tomorrow. I can update it for you. Okay. I can get it to you before one.
Okay, is everybody happy with that? Okay, I'm going to allow, instead of like waiting for public comment at the end of this thing, I see you back there with your hand up.
I just had a question.
Okay.
Sorry, Madam President.
Could you say who you are?
My name is Jeff Sawyer.
Okay.
I just had a question. Is it required that you submit a balanced budget to the county?
No.
Do you know? No, you don't have to submit a balanced budget. That's not required by law. Okay. And then I was looking at this as compared to the budget form, and there's this $400 floating outside the budget. Is that just for planning purposes or something? Because it's not shown in the expense column or any of that. I just the comparison of the sheet that you gave us compared to the full budget, budget amount. I'm just curious what that 400 was.
Capital facility.
400,000.
400,000? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, line 44 of this document. C44.
That was dropped. The only reason that was in there was if we wanted to discuss the building, but I don't think we're going to do that now. That would be a match for the. We have to come up with matching funds for that grant. We're hoping that we can get.
So it's not part and party to this conversation.
No.
Okay, thank you.
We would hope that we get another. We're going to apply for another grant for the matching funds, so we don't have to take anything out of ours.
That's the idea, but we haven't discussed that yet. No. So. Okay, just briefly, because we need to get on with approving our budget. So, Dennis?
Madam Chairman, can you tell me what line 42 means, short slash over 21? Is that like a leeway spot?
Well, that won't be there when we get finished.
Yeah. No, that'll zero.
That'll zero
with the
out.
Changes that were made.
This form is just... I get nervous because people look at this and then they go, this isn't the final. This is just our worksheet form. And then the final, when it comes out, we make it public as well. And it'll be on the county website. And we'll have a public hearing on it. It's usually our meeting in July. Correct?
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Okay, so it's a pleasure of the board. We want to approve this to go into our final draft.
I don't know if we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And then Emily will update this, and then we'll be ready to go.
We'll vote on the motion.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Now, moving on to the Sheridan Memorial Hospital Transfer Agreement. Who wants to... Dave, do you want to speak on behalf of that? Or, I know Marie was there, too, and I don't know if Marie has something to say.
I actually had to beg out of that meeting.
Okay.
Because I had a really emotional funeral that I had to do. And Kate and Carrie and Marie went, so I would defer to Marie to give a report on that.
Well, I'll just give the basics, and then Carrie can present. But we talked to Nathan Slutty, is that how you pronounce his name? Stutz. Okay. Anyway,
who's he? Is he the comptroller up there?
Chief Financial Officer for Sheridan Memorial Hospital. So he was very appreciative of using the services so far that we've used from Buffalo EMS. However, they are looking to kind of readjust things to for financial reasons to do that for their transfers. And so they want to continue with us as their first priority, but they, other than what they're set up with themselves. So they're in the process of setting up their own service to transport their WBI people. And they are going, they're working to purchase either a Suburban or a Tahoe or something like that. And staffing it with their own people, which will save them money. And, I totally understand that. However, that is dependent upon if they have people to, qualified people to transport with. You know, if they need nurses or, you know, whatever the situation is. And they're, you know, hoping to pull from their own staff, but they're working with Behavioral Institute to have proper safety and protocol and things like that. So that's kind of dependent upon that. But Rocky Mountain, as you know, is losing their contract over there, but they won't do any after hours. Gillette does some for them, but they prefer to use Buffalo because we're closer. They do want to do a contract with the Rural Healthcare District, and Buffalo EMS is going to work on that, and I'll Carrie address that. But that would be an agreeable amount, and of course, Barry will have to, if you could. They said they could have their attorney do it, but it's going to be way out, and I would think that we would want to, if you have time, to get it sooner than that. But and they're hoping to have their system up by mid-July. But like I said, they have to have drivers, licensed health personnel, nurses, additional security, a minimum of 2 to 3 people to adequately do those transfers. So they don't really even know. I mean, they're working with Hammer Chevrolet to pick up. They don't really know. We do believe that our requests will go down when they get that in place. But depending upon the patient and the needs of the patient, they may need, obviously they will need some additional help, and they'd like Buffalo EMS to be their first go-to after what they can do there. So Carrie, I don't know if you want
to. Yes, they did ask for an agreement, and we were hoping that their attorney would provide something, but he said he's too far out on workload, so it wouldn't happen anytime soon. What they're honoring are the transfers we've done thus far, which are 23, and the total so far that has been billed out is $145,000, and so we have been guaranteed that amount. The we've been paid and deposited a check of $24,000 something, and they've already approved the next check of $41,280. So we'll have that for sure in the June report.
They're paying 100%.
They're paying 100% of what, if QuickMed claims bills for some reason, if they're able to get, whether it's a Medicare call or a private insurance, QuickMed claims will bill that out first. And whatever the balance forward, I send an invoice to Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and they have been paying that at 100%. Now, Mr. Stutt did mention that that rate is not sustainable for them, and that's why they're looking into their non-medical WBI transfers to do those on their own. There will still be medical WBI transfers. There will still be billings who've taken a number of medical transfers. But it, like Marie said, it will decrease. So I don't think we're going to get $150,000 in the next fiscal year.
I guess, Marie, or you can answer this. I kind of am a little bit confused. If we take somebody's billing from here, you don't always get everything you bill them. It's deducted. But when you do it for Sheridan, you get it all.
Well, just because
they take the deduction and then they would.
just because they were in a bind.
Carrie, but you know, when we started doing this, Jim, they signed a document saying they would pay this 100%. Whatever the insurance didn't pay, they'd pay. And so they got some integrity and they're sticking to that. And I understand them wanting to save money. And the WBI calls, of course, doesn't take an ambulance full of equipment to do a WBI call. However, I'm not sure what the state will say to them when they're doing ambulance work and don't have the certified equipment. And I'm not positive how that's going to work. But we're still going to make a lot of, as Carrie said, Billings calls and Gillette calls and Casper calls that are medical based.
Do you think what they're going to say is, look, we'll make sure that you get paid what normally you would receive, whether it was us or, they won't be billing 100%. They'll be saying, if your collection on that would normally be with Medicare and insurance, I think it is 72% or 30%, whatever it might be.
That's what our meeting, what we came away with, that this at 100% is not sustainable. Yeah. Okay. He has asked Murray to come up with an agreement to present this to the board, to come up with an agreement where we're first, and we can have first right of refusal for any transfer. We don't have to take a transfer, mm-hmm. is what he means. And but he's hoping we can come to an agreement, let's say Casper, Billings, Gillette, and just have a lump sum.
A flat rate.
Fixed rate. And that really expecting 100% is unreasonable. And it
sounds like they have their daytime calls covered by Rocky Mountain mm-hmm. right now. But what about the nighttime calls? They're not going to look to you guys for that, are they?
Well, transfers. Rocky Mountain is still doing their 911
calls. They'll do all those. I thought they were just daytime. They're doing nighttime too. Okay.
Yeah. They just won't do transfers.
Yeah, but their contract's not going to get renewed, is that right?
Well, they have an opportunity to bid, but there's going to be a RFP set out between Sheridan Memorial. They're going to collaborate with the city and make an RFP, and then whoever wants to bid may. Mm-hmm. And if Rocky Mountain bids and it's awarded to them, then they have that opportunity.
I think they get that done by July.
Rocky Mountain's contract's not up until
November. But by July, Nathan Stutt said that they were going to try to have in place in mid-July a Suburban equipped to take WBI transfers.
Right. So, because they're working with Hammer Chevrolet right now.
Right. And so I think what they're asking from us, Marie, if I'm correct, is, and us being the board, some kind of an agreement and then an amount that you feel is adequate to be paid by them.
We need input from Dave and you to find out what that number is.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Well, and do you have any kind of a template for anything
this? No, we can probably track one down.
Okay.
We can probably borrow one from somebody. Yeah. I don't have one. I've never done one before.
I don't think he wanted to lock the rate into that. I think he wanted that.
No, he wanted
addendum,
an amendment.
Or amendment or something.
Yeah. Or addendum, you're right.
Yeah.
Addendum to what's already
addendum. For the rate. He wanted the agreement, with the, and then so that rate could change, I guess.
Rather
does that make
than
sense?
The agreement he wanted,
But you're the lawyer.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. You just put it in the contract and do an amendment to the contract. Yeah. That's no different than doing an addendum and changing that once a year. You just, I would say, just put it in the contract and renew the contract once a year with the change in price if necessary. But that's the part we'll need help with, is the how we set forth what the dollar figure is and how that's determined. Is it flat rate or... You guys are the only ones who will know that.
Well, and
Carrie and I drafted up at least an outline, and you can wordsmith it.
Okay.
And it's my understanding Buffalo EMS had this trial period until July 1st. Mm-hmm. And so as of July 1st, we really don't have an extension of that agreement with the rural healthcare.
And we need to address
if
that.
We reduce, we'll have to crunch some numbers, but if we reduce it significantly, it might have to be more than 15% for Buffalo EMS just because of the fuel. I mean, it costs $200 minimum to go anywhere. And so 15% of, you know, if we, I don't know what we might suggest for the rate, but just keep that in mind that as of July 1st, we do not have an agreement.
We don't have
too much time. Can we think about adding a fuel surcharge to that agreement?
Yeah.
That's one way of coming at a fuel charge.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
So the fire service went wet, so the fire will pay for all the fuels now. So we could do a wet rate with this, and they could pay for all the fuel.
So this, how long has this little trial period gone? How many months?
Since we started in January.
January, end of January, we had one call.
It was all of January?
No.
Or just like half of January?
Yeah.
So we got February, March, April, May, June. 5 months?
And we, well, June's not even done yet.
I know. But how much have we made in that time under this current regime?
Well, in 5 months, $145,000.
So, and I realize we're saying we're probably going to reduce that, but that was in 5 months' time. You're saying we won't make at least that again, even with reduced agreement?
I think that's
agreement?
I think, you know, if we did this in 5 months, we're definitely going to make this much in 12 months. They're going to continue.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I believe well, that. Of course,
I believe that, too. Do you want to bet me again or anything like that?
Well, by the you know, if you want to get technical about it, it had to be paid by now.
Two things are changing now: the rates and the quantity. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's kind of up in the air, but Dave's estimate might be right. I hope it is.
I think we can make it.
But we budgeted 50, so I'm confident
that's good
that we
to see.
And the other outlier there is Campbell County. Campbell County working with Sheridan Memorial.
Right.
Campbell County stationing an ambulance and
I talked to one of the
paramedics
hospital board members from Campbell County, and I got the idea they were going to sign a 3-month contract or something like that with them and put some books.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of an outlier, too.
Sure.
But Nathan mentioned Campbell County. They are not accepting WBI transfers.
Oh, I'm not talking, I'm not talking transfers. I'm just saying, if you guys are going to take medical calls as well, that may be reduced too, based on what
medical transfer.
Yeah,
he didn't mention that in that meeting at all to us. Not at all.
Yeah, it's out there.
And I don't know. I mean, when he's talking about people, you know, maybe I don't know, but I don't know that they could afford to do that with paramedic. I mean, you know, that's pretty expensive to be, you know.
Transfers, medical transfers using paramedic?
Depending on, you know, I don't know. I don't know their business.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that discussion.
Transfers.
Yeah. But that's just an outlier out there that may affect medical transfers for Buffalo EMS as well. It might not, but it's potential.
He didn't talk about that. He did say that Buffalo EMS would have the first right of refusal, that they are... Rural Healthcare District. It would be the, and he did tell us that.
Okay.
And do we get that? I mean, are we going to get that in exchange for being willing to? I mean, we talked about this at the last meeting that we're, you know, maybe we're willing to take a less than the full amount. I mean, is that part of our consideration? Is that we get the first right of refusal? They're going to call us. They're going to call Johnson County before they go to somebody else on these transfers. I mean, we got to get some. I mean, my point is if we're going to take less than what we're actually entitled to, then they got to be giving us something in return, which is fine. If that's it, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But we need to have a little bit of, I mean, for them to call you once every 6 months and say, oh, by the way, you agreed to take a lot less, that doesn't seem fair to the district or to Buffalo EMS. So I guess I'd like to have a little bit of a conversation with their CFO and kind of see what exactly are you thinking. Give us kind of a rough idea of numbers. So if we're willing to take less money, which sounds like we probably are, we need to know what we're giving up and what we're getting in exchange for that.
That's great.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Dennis.
This is a question from Marie, I would assume. I've been following this for a number of months now, and the payment coming from a hospital or an insurance is somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 months down the road, which kind of screws with your budget system. Is there something in play where I can understand 30 days, I can understand a month, but 3 months down the road seems a little bit far out. Is there something in play where we can include, let's get this paid within 60 days, let's get this paid within 30 days. Is there something in play that we can put that in the contract, or can we pick that up a little bit? Because it messes the budget up pretty good.
Unless I heard it wrong, that was the idea of having the flat rate, is that we would be paid very quickly. And that was the idea of that. So did I hear that correct?
Yeah, because we talked earlier that it might take 6 to 8 months to get payment.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that was the idea of having this meeting with them, to get a flat rate. And
well, so let me propose this to the board. Right now, we have an agreement with Buffalo EMS to do these transfers effective until June 31st.
Or 30th.
30th.
July 31st. Didn't we give them 6 months?
No, we said the end of June.
Okay.
So June 30th, the end of June. So that's going to be expiring before our July meeting. So do we want to make a motion to extend that agreement?
Or authorize it.
How do you want to go about that?
To me, I mean, it's going to change. The agreement's going to change. I need to authorize the chairman to assign that agreement, the extension, based on no objections from any board members. And then they get a copy of it in the meantime. So we don't have to have a meeting to do it. That way, yes.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Can't you just extend the current agreement for one more month? And that'll give us time to work out the agreement with Sheridan, and then also whatever changes Buffalo EMS may propose to the district. Right. We could work that out over the next
Reasonable.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to have a motion to...
I make a motion to extend the agreement with the Buffalo EMS for 1 month on the out-of-county transfers.
May I?
Yes, Marie, go ahead.
Is 1 month enough, Barry, do you think? Do you think it'll take longer than that?
Yes. It will take longer than that.
Maybe 6 months.
I think we can do our end in a month, but we won't have an answer back from
three months. Let's go 3 months. I amend my motion to 3 months.
Yeah, because we always get a new one.
Second.
Okay, so we'll revise that motion to reflect a 3 month extension.
That gives us more time to work out the kinks.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so I guess we're going to leave this. Go ahead, Maria.
I would like to commend Buffalo EMS for taking on this and to help us out. I just ran a quick figure at 85% of 145, and income we won't get it this fiscal year, but all of it, is $123,250, and I think that is very commendable.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Buffalo EMS for willing to help us out, because I know it's probably a stretch with personnel and time and all of that, but it's been very, very helpful to us.
Agreed. Okay. So everybody understand what the next move is going to be with the Sheridan Hospital agreement. Okay. All right, moving on. We have the medical director agreements for Dr. Schuler to be the medical director for Buffalo EMS LLC, and the medical director agreement with Dr. Luke Goddard to be the medical director for the KC Ambulance Service. So I have these agreements here. Barry's looked at them. I sent them out to all your board members. Dr. Schuler has signed his, and Dr. Goddard has signed his. So the question is, can you authorize the chairman to
go ahead and sign these agreements and make them official as of July 1st.
So we already had kind of. I thought we already agreed to do it.
Well, we had to review some Dr. Goddard's comments and stuff, so that was done.
I move that we approve the chairman to sign the two medical directors'
contracts. Do you want to look at these?
I'll second him.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Did he make that motion?
Yeah.
And as far as the medical director stuff, I'm since we're handing out compliments, I think Dr. Schuler should have a compliment on his years of service to the entire Johnson County ambulance system. And I welcome aboard Dr. Goddard. I think that'll be good for KC. And so thank you to both of the doctors for being willing to step up and be a medical director. Okay, next thing on the agenda was our employee handbook. And we can move that to the next meeting. And then under old business, just an update on the grant process, where we are on that. As you recall, we approved to have grants written by Tony Cervenka. Tony resigned, decided not to help us out with that. So the grant that Tony was going to be working on is a State Land and Investment Board grant. So I took it upon myself to write that grant, and I sent an email out to the board members kind of updating you as we went. And Thursday, the State Land and Investment Board met, and they fully funded our application for $450,000 for a construction project.
You know, I might say that Marilyn did a heck of a lot of work on that thing, and I really appreciate it, Marilyn. It was not easy, and she even also made a trip down there to make sure they understood it and explained it to them. Yeah. She did that out of her own pocket. I'd like to reimburse her.
I don't want any reimbursement. But
it was really good. I mean, it gives us a great opportunity. And I think you told me that the board said there won't be any of this money available for another 2 years.
This legislature didn't fund the minimum royalty grant program for the next biennium, so this was just a window of opportunity that we had, so there'll be no more mineral royalty grant money for probably 3 years.
But the funding won't either be available for 2 years?
2 years.
Oh, geez. Yeah. It is cool that you did that. I mean, I know that's a lot of
work. Thank you very much.
Well, the other update is that there's another grant available, and it's based off of COVID funding, or it's the ARPA funding.
They have written the rules, is all.
Yeah, and they reviewed the rules this morning, and then they made a decision on those rules today, and then that has to go to, I don't know where, AG somewhere, and then that information will be available in the next week or so. Now, what I did find out is this: with this mineral royalty grant, we can use that as a match and apply to the ARPA funding with that as our match and possibly receive the rest of the money to help us get a building project started.
That's cool.
That's my update.
Yeah, that's cool. Just, is there money out there? I mean, we're always talking about we need to replace ambulances. And is there any money out there, grant-wise, for doing something like that?
Yeah, I've looked at some other grants, too. And I think if we can, there may be an opportunity for the Wyoming Rural Development funding. There's some federal grants out there that I've looked at. I don't know what all you have to do to get the funding, because sometimes it's not worth it. You know, the hoops you have to jump through, but there are some federal funds out there. A lot of them are tied to ambulances in the fire departments, is what I found. So I thought, oh, this will be a good one. We can get an ambulance. But it was through an ambulance service run out of a fire department. So there are things out there. You just have to hunt for them.
I wonder if we could have them apply for one, and then they'd lease it to us for $1 a year.
I don't know. I mean, anything's possible.
You want to get on a committee to apply for these grants?
There might be money coming from this regional trauma stuff, too, eventually. It's
terrible.
Yeah. What was that, Mark?
Task force.
The health task force.
The health task force. There might be money for ambulances when that gets all set up and the governor sets up the board and stuff. So.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'll just take a second. If something happened during that grant process that really was heartwarming to me was... South Bighorn County Hospital applied for some money from SLIB. They have a desperate need to qualify for some Medicare. They were going to lose their Medicare status or something. And I don't know, the lawyers went into executive session. They came back and said they couldn't do that. But what happened was everybody that was fully funded in that thing gave part of their money back to fund that. And it was really neat to see that happen. It started, some of these small towns were only had small grants. They still gave part of it. And we were actually funded for $475 in Maryland. It was kind of an executive decision to me, but she went back for $25,000. And it was really neat to see that happen. It was out of kind of the spirit that she wanted to see in this state. And I came away from thinking, yeah, there's some hope for us yet.
Yeah. Any other questions about that?
Thank you again, Madam Chairman, for all the hard work.
Hearing none, we've got one more item, new business, and it's the ALS, Advanced Life Support Fire Rates. So Mark's kind of taking this on as his project.
Crosby sent you all a copy of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did print it.
There's one right there.
Oh, right here.
So we did research through the fire service, Wyoming State Forestry and the Rural Firefighters Association set rates, and we had to wait till April when they approved the rates. And I'll give you this, Carrie. And it's not ALS fire rates, it's just fire rates. A BLS ambulance will get $896 a day. That's an unmanned rate. It has to be staffed with at least one EMT and one BEC. And basic emergency care.
Thanks, Emily.
And if the mileage, if you drove from, say, Buffalo to Hazleton, you'd get 58 cents a mile. Okay. The basic EMT rate is $36 an hour. An AEMT is $40 an hour. An IEMT is 44, and an EMTP paramedic is $49. So on a rate, and when Crosby and I sat down and figured this out, usually they'll use, if it's a type 3 incident, average assignment is 3 to 5 days. So through those 3 to 5 days, the ambulance, and that's 12 hours a day, would be $6,720 in that day. The EMTP and A would be about $5,000. Those figures don't figure up right for me, but that's what Crosby has down. Normally on an incident with standard for fire, they're looking for an ALS ambulance because they want the cardiac meds, because normally on a fire line it's severe trauma or cardiac injuries is what. So that's what they're really looking for to contract an ambulance on a fire.
Hey, Mark,
advanced life support.
Is that 5 days, same at 12 hours? Is that for the ambulance, 6720, and the other ones for the people?
Yes.
Yep.
So if we have an incident around here, it might be good to talk to the safety officer on the type 3 or 2 team and see if we can't get a contract to man an ambulance on there.
So in other words, in a 5-day deal, potentially there's $60,000 there.
Yep.
But what kind of staff do we have to have? I mean, do we have that staffing ability?
I think we do for BLS up here, correct?
Yeah, but the hiccup there is, you know, they had a fire last summer, and I called them and said, look, we're willing to provide you with a crew. And they said BLS, they wouldn't even look at us. ETA, they said we have to have paramedic service on the fire because we need everything that we can to, you know, as much as we got. And I told them, you know, we're not going to provide that.
That was a type 2 incident management team, where this will be a type 3, which would be the next step down, that might take a BLS ambulance.
So what's the difference?
Complexity of the incident, manpower, it goes in the incident management system through NWGC is 5-4-3-2-1. One is the most complex. One is like when the Lost Fire was here, Dave, that type of management team. Two is the next step down, and that's what it is. Acreage, manpower, and threats, yeah. Property threats as well.
Dave, I have a question on associated with it. But do these ambulances get 10 miles to the gallon or 15 or 10?
Yeah, I was just doing some math on that, about 11.
About 11?
Yeah, and at 58 cents a mile.
That's what I was doing.
You're not going to pay for the gas barely.
That's what I thought. When I looked at that, I thought, that's not realistic.
Yeah. I think that's a federal rate for mileage right now.
Yeah, I know it is a federal rate.
Did you know that they did change the IRS? I don't know if that affects the federal.
This is what's in the minimum guide, is which
for this year.
Would be for this year is what you get paid out.
So I guess what you're bringing to us is that there is a potential for Casey, Buffalo, EMS, depending on staffing, because they have to be able to commit to X amount of days.
Yep.
To bring in some extra funding as well.
Yep.
And we know that gets paid.
It's paid.
It's not a.
Yep.
Be a direct pay, because that would be from the fire to the rural health care district.
And usually, if it's a type 2 or type 1 incident, it's a 14-day commitment. Unless they manage the fire or something.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's going to be tough to staff that.
For 14 days.
With the rig, yeah. In the middle of the summer, with our call volume, what it is now, I'm not sure. You know, I think the money would be great, but
to lose your
ambulance and your crew 24 hours a day,
yeah.
For 14 days, I probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, it would be touchy.
Yeah.
But if the opportunity is out there, then what's the board's idea? Do we pursue it to at least?
So, like, if we had, so we got two ambulances in KC. I mean, how often are two ambulances out in KC? I mean, they had 10 calls this month, but does that happen very often?
I have no idea.
I can't imagine.
I'm going to say maybe, I don't know. But there's a way to do it. If we sent a KC ambulance out on a fire and they had one to staff, we could write something that says that if the ambulance at KC went out on a call, it could be backfilled by a Buffalo EMS or a Buffalo ambulance.
I don't know if that's very efficient. If I had a heart attack and I was waiting for a bus, you know.
Well, you'd have three here.
I know, but what I'm saying is time.
You yeah. mean
response?
No. Hey, it would, if the second ambulance got. Yeah. Paged out, an ambulance from Buffalo would go down instead
of
KC.
Are you thinking, say, like you take 106 now that's got the 200 and some thousand miles on it? You mean take the fourth ambulance from Buffalo EMS and station it in KC?
If there was a, if the.
Not staff it, but station it there? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I think so. You could do that. That's just an idea.
So on this number of the individual cost, we have to net out what we actually have to pay the EMTs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that, or is that a net cost?
We wouldn't make any money off the people. We just make money off the ambulance.
Okay. So instead of 60,000, it might be more like 30,000, 35,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still some questions out there because it's like, okay, so.
Well, we're talking five, if we did four of them in a summer.
Yeah. I think it's worth considering.
There's just a way of, we were looking for ideas of income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I did my research and waited till they approved the mini mode to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's worthwhile looking at. I don't know quite how to figure it out, but I think it's a good idea.
I'll do some more work on it, percent something in July.
Okay. All right.
With a scenario and stuff.
Okay, is there any other new business?
I have a letter that I'd like to read. This is to the Rural Healthcare District. Dear RHCD Board, Buffalo EMS has been providing RHCD with district-wide bookkeeping and record-keeping services since the inception of the district. Buffalo EMS believes this is no longer in the best interest of RHCD or Buffalo EMS. This is a formal notice to RHCD Board that Buffalo EMS will no longer provide these services from July 1st, 2022. This includes all district-related bookkeeping, preparation of materials for meetings, and other district-wide record-keeping. Buffalo EMS will, of course, be available to help through the transitioning to whomever takes on to do these duties.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for your service, Carrie.
It's going to be really hard to proceed.
Wait, quick. What did you say the deadline was?
End of the month, end of July, 1st of July.
Wow. I don't see how we can do that.
It doesn't give us a lot of time to find someone else.
A little bit brutal.
It does say, and I can give you guys a copy, that the Buffalo EMS will work and help with transitioning. Because it can't be an abrupt. It wouldn't be fair to anyone.
I think we, sorry about this, is we assumed something when we wrote that contract. We assumed that was part of the duties. We didn't get it in the contract. But.
Well, I think it was implied.
So,
I sat right down there.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty implied.
We thought it was implied, but it didn't specifically say that. And what happened was we wrote those duties down in an addendum I sent to you, and that must have been what triggered this. But I don't know, unless you want to go to court over something like that.
I think July 1st is in the letter, but we're certainly not going to leave you hanging.
I guess what I'm just pointing to Dave is...
If you don't find somebody, we'll...
I guess what I'm saying to you is...
For a while. Carrie.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I just want to mention that in the regular meeting down in KC, Chairman Conley mentioned that she had... received quotes from local bookkeepers at $30 an hour to handle the KC. $65 an hour to handle the KC, and then she was given direction to go ahead and get a bid for district-wide bookkeeping. And I don't know who you've looked into to do the KC.
I have not followed that direction.
Okay. Yeah. Is anyone else doing the KC now? Or?
No, Casey's still doing it. We haven't gotten to that place. And no, I didn't.
And we talked about during the budget session budgeting $15,000 for
that.
That's
what's in our budget.
But then when we found out the valuation was going to be lower than what we projected, that was one of the things we were going to cut to make try to balance it too.
Well, then, so we were, it's still there, but we're going to cut it.
We better tell our Emily we got to add another item to our budget if this is going to happen.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have that before we.
I don't know what estimate it's going to be, but we could have done all of it. But we better get our heads together and do that, and do that quickly. But I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, they expect the revenue yet, all the revenue yet, even though we thought that was pretty well implied that that was part of the job. They're willing to quit the job and not lose the revenue, whatever that was.
Carrie?
Well, expecting the revenue, when the contract was given to Buffalo EMS for the 2020-21, our contract was reduced by $93,000 and Casey's increased by $39,000, but actual amount expended in Casey payroll that year was $40,000 increase, and it was to cover some of the bookkeeping that Buffalo EMS was no longer going to do because of the SafeTech solution. So I understand your disappointment, Jim, but it kind of goes both ways. We were given, we took a decrease then, $93,000.
You know, well, I don't get that discussion.
Well, so, okay, so we need to get some get a decision made as to how we're going to proceed then. So, what is the board's wishes?
You're going to have to.
Because we don't have a lot of time.
No. Somebody on the board want to take this on? We dump everything on Marilyn.
To do the bookkeeping?
No, I meant the.
I was going to say, you can't count on me. No,
I meant there's somebody that.
I count on Carrie.
We'll just get the people hired to do all this.
I'll hunt. See what the hell's out there.
Okay. Anybody want to work with Scott?
Well, I'll help Scott.
Okay, that's good.
All right, well, we may need to have a special meeting or something to.
I think you need to do the research and then have call a meeting.
Yeah.
I don't want to need a motion to name Scott and anybody else who wants to work
with. Okay. Let me throw this. When's our contract up with Buffalo EMS? September?
2023.
Is it? Okay.
I believe.
June 30th, 2023.
Yeah.
How much time do you think you spend on the budget?
And the minutes. And how much time do I
whatever
spend
on? Whatever you're not going to do now, how much time do you spend on that?
Oh, so if you were to contract it out, or I would say, it's really hard, 20 hours a week. Minimum. And it's not just meeting and bookkeeping. It's a lot of keeping up with Medicare, Medicaid, the billing company. And so
I might need you to give me some.
Yeah, I have
a list
of
everything that has to be done so I can talk to whomever.
I do have a list.
So, Carrie, I have an idea.
Okay.
How would you like to just come to work for the rural health care district and be the go-to person for the rural health care district? I mean, I'd be...
Well, I think Dave and I spoke, and Buffalo EMS would certainly be willing to entertain options, and, I can't... I can't answer that right now, but I know Buffalo EMS would entertain an option.
But then that would be, I guess, the whole idea of the separation thing is...
Right.
But so, I don't know. I think you've done a tremendous job. And I know the last couple of years have been somewhat difficult off and on, but I just... appreciate everything that you do for us, and I gotta say, it's gonna be hard to replace you. But
well, I've absolutely enjoyed. I love my job, but I just have this feeling that I'm no longer wanted, appreciated, and so I think my time is up because of the feedback I've received. And if I'm wrong in translating that feedback, but I think
you're a little bit wrong. Okay. But anyway, I mean,
I think it's a money decision.
It's just a mind. No, it's not.
No,
I don't think
no.
So.
Well,
it's not
money.
Okay,
it's not
so
money.
So it's a 20-6. Guess Scott and I'll do some research.
Yep.
Bring it back to the board. Do you plan on putting a board packet together for the July meeting or no?
Yes.
Because if not, Maria is going to get to do it.
Yes, I
can. As the secretary. Maybe you can work with Marie and show her how you do it. How about that, Marie? At least for the July, you know, until we can get kind of our feet back on the ground here a little bit.
Yes, I will. Because I will still prepare the June financials, the end of the fiscal year. And so that's what would be reported in the July meeting. So I'd be happy to do the July meeting.
Perfect. Good. Okay. Appreciate that. All right. Is there anything else? We always have a bomb drop at every meeting.
Yeah.
Anything else to come before the board tonight?
I move for adjournment.
Somebody want to second that?
What about a public comment?
Oh, I just was allowing public comment as we were going, so I didn't think about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks. Again, my name's Jeff Sawyer. Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes, and I know it's late because I'm late for dinner too. I spend most of my life usually on an airplane working with public agencies across the U.S., and I do spend part of my life also not living in Buffalo because I'm a working snowbird, if you will. But one of the things I do, and this is personal for me because I am part of your public, I hope that I don't have to use the service, but I know that it's super important, especially at my age and health conditions, that it's there. And so I spend a lot of my time helping organizations understand what the ethics are and what the public, working within the public interest is. And that term is super important. And part of that is transparency. And I spend a lot of time helping organizations with transparency. And when I'm out of town and I'm reading various board minutes and I look at financial information, I'm not a CPA, but I once was a CFO in a previous life, so I do know a little bit about numbers. Is I like to see transparency because that calms me. That tells me that those elected officials that are working for me are working in the public interest. And I'd like you, and I'm not picking on you, I'm not taking any sides, I'm not saying that I see within what I saw is anything wrong. I'm just saying is we can do better. And so with regards to transparency, it was interesting today, I looked, and I've been seeing this over the last few months, is I looked at your website. And for example, draft contract proposals from 2020. Great transparency. Probably poor execution since it's no longer 2020 and those contracts aren't draft anymore. They're final. Meeting minutes. April. It would be nice if, in full transparency, these minutes were available prior to the next meeting. I would like to read the May meeting minutes to see if I really want to come to the June meeting. Financial documents. If you look at your financial documents, you're showing them. Again, May's were not there as of noon today, which for transparency would be nice. It would be nice. The second thing is the September documents are really August. October is really September. And October is missing within your financials. Transparencies. One of the things that I also saw was that in December you adjusted your budget to handle a capital project thing. So the budget went up in your monthly reportings, But then that money was actually taken out of the expense line item in January or February, I don't remember. But your budget was never readjusted. Some people, I know it. I worked for a city for a while. I know how that works. But to create that transparency helps people understand. You get less pushback in my mind. You create accountability within the group. I happen to pull the December 13th minutes and notice that there was a budget. Sorry. December 13th, 2021.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
I just have to leave for a few minutes.
Okay.
Just don't take that as a
sign
of being rude. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
There was little things in here that I saw that lacked transparency that I would hope that over time we could get better at. And I do that, again, this is personal for me because I live here. But exactly, item two, there was a change in the way expenses were done. There was no description as to why it was done. I'm sure Mr. Hicks, when he asked that to be done, was very appropriate. I don't question that. But showing that helps. There was other things. I found, the last time I was here, it was very interesting, that I think this board correlates anecdotal evidence with truth or data. So anecdotal evidence is when I talk to you briefly and you say, here's my ideas, here's what I know. Truth and data is actually evidence that we collect, especially like me as a researcher, we collect that information. I would ask in the terms of transparency and creating accountability that you're more careful with anecdotal evidence. Mr. Hicks in this document provided a couple pages, primarily anecdotal evidence of cost, price. Is the truth there? Oh, I'm sure it is. Is the truth lie somewhere between? Probably more likely. But with better transparency, people like me could hear it, see it, believe it. There was other things. In that same document, there was an Excel sheet produced. So it showed various budgets, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you'll notice, 2019 on that sheet and the fiscal year 2021, those numbers were the same. I don't know, but I can't believe that the ambulance revenue for those same years were both exactly $427,717. Maybe. But again, if we're going to put these things in our minutes, we're creating challenges if we're not transparent and we do provide good transparency. There were some other things I found with regards to this, but ultimately, when we look at even in today's minutes, you guys approved two minutes. There was only one in this packet. I know it's tough. We talked today, you all talked today about the budget and how we should have a balanced budget so that the board can fulfill our complete request. I've been in those budget meetings. I understand that. But to come out and say that, we got to move some numbers so that we make sure we get all of our money in a public forum, bring transparency in the public interest, maybe ethics, I don't know, certainly in a gray line. So what I'm asking for is that you guys think about this. I've seen in the past where you're planning on grants, awesome, especially when they're not matching, amazing, right? But we need to plan for what we're going to use those for. We have to hire, in small cities, we can't afford to hire these giant consultants. But we got to find some data that help give us that information. And I will tell you that data is not percentages on your financial stuff. Because, for example, your insurance bills come in January, February, somewhere in that range. But the first 6 months of the year, you're looking at, we're 80% towards our targeted expense. Well, that's a falsehood. Because insurance happens once a year. So as you guys are looking at new bookkeepers, as you're looking at new things, why isn't the board getting reports that are graphs? That are actually true projections of the math, not some magical percentage with caveats associated with the variables. So in closing, I took way too much time, I apologize, but try to create some transparency around what you're doing because I think it makes everybody's lives easier and continue to work in the public interest around that. People appreciate it, we need this service, we cannot overlook the revenue for the cost of a single life. Does that $100,000 to put a unit up on the mountain for a fire and somebody dies because of it, is that in the public interest? I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in your shoes, because that's a tough call. That's a really tough call. Thank you.
Thank you. Just one other thought I had was, this is going to take place as our new official address going to have to be a change as well, and because we won't have 351 North Adams as our office, so we're going to have some office things changed as well.
Can I ask one last question?
Yes, we haven't adjourned yet.
Hey, Carrie, do you guys have any feel for, I just up the, looking at the Soldiers and Sailors Home project, and are there going to be transfers or ambulance stuff out of there that could potentially impact us income-wise?
Yes, I believe so, too.
Yep. Income-wise, and also in how many ambulances we need, perhaps.
You know what, I think Scott, too, they're going to be telling us what level of training you have to have. I mean, were they, I mean, I don't think when we do the contract, we're going to run into a lot of stuff.
With the government contract.
You plan on trying to bid that, I imagine?
Yes, I would imagine the board
I think we should get with them and look at.
I don't know how that happens.
But we still got to have, you got to remember, we got to have staff, and
you know, Scott,
we may need another ambulance.
We're talking about meeting 100%. You know, I'll tell you what, if you would talk to these other ambulance companies, I mean, every place, they don't target 100%. Some of them say 85%.
I mean, of what?
Of the calls. In other words, they don't staff and they don't equip to meet 100% under any conditions. Like the times when you had to have four ambulances out, most of these outfits would say there'd been one of those calls that say you're going to have to wait, or you have to get somebody from Sheridan or... Yeah.
We've been really spoiled in our community.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm flat amazed at what they've been able to do.
We've had a great ambulance service in KC and Buffalo, and our residents have been spoiled.
After going to that EMS meeting in Gillette, I was so incredibly grateful for what we have in Johnson County.
Yep.
Like, it was really eye-opening.
Yeah. So that's something else we're going to have to think about, is office and so on. So did I have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Scott.